It was a memorable season for the Liberty Flames men's basketball team. They beat UCLA on the road by 15 back in December. Then they won the A-Sun title. The club made the fifth NCAA tournament in program history and won a big dance game for the first time ever. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more at WWIB.com. Head coach Richie McKay, in his second stint at Liberty, led his team to the most wins in school history, and he joins me again from Lynchburg, Virginia today. So last time we talked about the victory over Mississippi State in the first round out in San Jose. Then you got matched up in the round of 32 against Virginia Tech, Buzz Williams Ball Club. We know Buzz from his time up here as head coach at Marquette. And you and Buzz, Richie, have a unique friendship and pretty unique story, don't you?
Yeah, Buzz, we started off not liking each other. Just, you know, how sometimes you get in those competitive environments. And when he was an assistant at Colorado State and I was at New Mexico, we had a disagreement and barked at each other a little bit. But years later, I got to know him on a plane ride. In the summertime recruiting period, and I just found him to be an incredibly giving person, and because of that, it was the catalyst in a friendship growing, and we actually agreed to play in a charity game to help the hurricane victims this earlier in November, and we just stayed in touch and have stayed in touch over the years, and I think he's a great person. Not just a great basketball coach, and his team did a better job in our game, and we knew that one was going to be tough because they had a level of respect for us since we played earlier in the season, and boy, they've got a terrific point guard in Justin Robinson, and he made some big plays down the stretch that really hindered our cause, but we were blessed to be there in the round of 32 and happy for Virginia Tech and their ability to move on, yet hopefully again it'll make us hungrier for next year to possibly make a return to the big dance.
Yeah, lost that one 67-58 to Virginia Tech, but you guys were in that game, you know, down to the last couple of minutes. So during the season and beyond, when you're recruiting and pretty much all year long, this kind of job at that level can be consuming. I mean, really consuming. How do you balance, Richie, the overwhelming desire that you have to win? With the call from God's word to do it the right way and to do it for the right reasons.
Yeah, I think doing it the right way is the easy part because we know that God wouldn't honor it if we didn't do it or if we did it the wrong way. So that's the easy part. I just think it's an all consuming because most people will judge a coach and his or her success by what the scoreboard says. I just think it's a seduction to believe that the scoreboard defines whether or not you're doing it right. Because I think there are thousands of coaches that do it right who maybe have 500 records or who aren't Division I or who aren't even head coaches that because of their intentionality to build into the lives of others, they're successful. And I think keeping that balance and keeping that agenda on a daily basis will build habits in your life that will allow you to know what God's word says about you and then to live out of that. And I think when we do that, I just think we're not only going to be better off ourselves, but more importantly, we're going to add value to other people's lives that God had purpose for us.
Okay, well, that's where you are today, Coach, in your Christian journey. Let's turn back a few pages of your story. How did God and the truth of his word become the foundation of your life?
I became a believer when I was 19 years old. That's a long time ago. And then I think God's been just incredibly faithful in putting men in my life that would mentor me, people that I could look up to and access as a resource to learn what it was like to be modeled what a Christian man is like. And I think in that and then having a chance to be married to an incredible woman and being inspired by, you know, her pursuit of the Lord. I just think it's allowed me to get to a place where I want to give that back to others. And to do that, my life verse is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. And if you remain in me, I will remain in you, and you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. And I want to be a fruit bearer. And the only way that happens in my life is if I'm plugged into the power source. And we all charge our phones every day, and we know the inconvenience when that battery's on empty. Well, the same is true in terms of Christ in us. Although he never leaves us, the battery's always there. Whether or not it's our choice, whether or not we want to plug into the power source in order to live out of what is God's spirit in us. And I want to make that choice on a daily basis. And when I do, I just know my life is so much better.
Yeah. 53-year-old Richie McKay, the head coach for the Liberty Flames men's basketball team. It's been quite a season for them. Best ever in the program history, including first win in the NCAA tournament. Richie, thanks for coming back today. Sure appreciate you. God bless you.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate all you do.